all your favorite DJs.
Dig this.
All your favorite mix shows.
And it was hot.
Holy Culture Radio. Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is madness.
Bringing you madness.
DJ Eclectic has gone mad.
Spelled out madness. You ain't ready for what's due up next.
Away. Homie, catch me in my whip leaning. You feel them subs thumping and you hear them tweeters screaming. Got no time to waste, soon as we show up in the place, they like
pump off the bass, pump off the bass.
Only by his grace that we rocking on that stage. Driving on a narrow path, you can say I'm in a race. So if you is a rider in that Lexus or that Honda, please throw in that front liners and
pump off the bass.
You know it's I quit music, but I never was a quitter. And them liners never follow, so just follow us on Twitter. While you chilling in the back with your face all bitter. If the music's too loud, baby, cry me a river.
Pump off the bass, pump off the bass.
When that beat comes on, homie, scrunch up your face. You know how we do it when we step up in the building. If you hate it, chop it, screw it. We don't never catch no feelings, we just
pump off the
bumping in the bag. We bump that life music, that get it right music. Yeah, that's how we like to do it. I'm on that show Baraka, I turn my life up. We increase the voltage, turn our light up.
We turn the sin down.
We making a statement.
We turn the sin down.
We speak to the nations, in grace and in patience. We building them up. They sick, they impatient, so we heal them up. More than lip service, so stay equipped, servants. Though they mock us, they can't stop us, stop us. I'm dark night with it, fear. I'm left, right with it. Bargain, we don't ever blow. I'm all right with it. So when your city's shaking, bass moving the crowd, don't look for a crowd.
Yo, this is S1 and my man Braille Brizzy.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Doc Watson.
Yo, this your boy Christ MC, aka CMC.
This is Trevor One.
This is Caboose coming at you live and direct.
Your boy Elusin.
This your man Lecrae.
Yo, it's the Kid Pro, and I'm rocking with my man DJ Eclectic on Monday Madness.
Yeah. Yeah. It's only right. Doing a song called Boom Bap. I gotta invite my homie. K-Drama. Let's take him back like brr. Stick him, ha ha ha, stick him, brr. Stick him, ha ha ha, stick him with the gospel. Stick him, ha ha ha, stick him with the gospel. Stick him, ha ha ha, stick him. Boom, bap, like that. It's your boy Elusin, and I'm taking you back. I'm taking you back. Kurt Cameron, I used to play with disaster. Was a growing pain until I found a way of the master. Now everything I say on my masters is speaking on the divinity of the Trinity. The Father, the divine author, and the Son, the one who was hung for our iniquities. The Holy Spirit pinching me and pointing me to Christ. My whole life I'm so like who that? And God brought me to him using rhymes in a boom bap. The true that, he ministered to me through that. It's the true fact, I came to minister through rap. Now who that? A loosen on the microphone. K-Drama on the feature, but Jesus on the throne. Yeah, I'm trying to get you in the zone. It's been 2,000 years, he's still fixing up a home. Like boom bap, like that. It's your boy Elusin, and I'm taking you back. Hey, I'm taking you back.
This song is a tribute to the family and loved ones of Cassie and Rachel. Two young ladies that were martyred at the incident of Columbine High School in 1999. This thing is emotional right here, Cass. Yes, it is. I need a candle up in here. Who would have known that a couple of guys from Columbine would come from behind, put guns to the spine of some innocent people, the teachers, the students, the feet of the teachers are screeching through rooms, and the mood has been set by the fear of the villains, the bombs and the threats of an Eric
American dealing. America's villains, generic you're feeling. It is not, it is the plot for a pair that is chilling in the glorious heavens, standing for Christ in the crisis. I know that it's rare when I'm feeling excitement incited, declaring the pilgrims, faith in their fate. I'ma share with my children, Cassie and Rachel, the past of the patrons, passed through the ages in Africa, Asia, the master that saved you, the laughter, the hatred. Jesus predicted that the masses would hate you, so don't think it's strange if a change might occur. If it does, are you ready and prepared for the curve and the turn for the worst? Would you fight? Would you fall? Would you die for the Christ? That's the price of the call. Would you die for the Christ? That's the price of the call. Would you die for the Christ? That's the price of the call. Would you die for the Christ? That's the price of the call. Would you die for the Christ? That's the price of the call.
Frustrated by the snares and the toils, parents annoy you. Truth of the matter is, we're arrogant spoil. America's soil, a soil disorder, and pastors insist on declaring it's royal. And it's true that we are, but we take it too far, to the point where we break and we take down a bar and forsake all the parts of the faith that are hard to embrace. After all, we've outsmarted the martyrs and we race up the charts. If you trace it to the start, you will find it the way to escape from the dark. And your wake is the cough of the weight and the heart of the truth. And so everybody loves you. Jesus said, woe to you, all the new saints that hold the view that you can grow through the faith with nobody loathing you. That's a view that you only can hold when your home is the States. So don't think it's strange if a change might occur. If it does, are you ready and prepared for the curve and a turn for the worse? Would you fight? Would you fall? Would you die for the Christ? That's the price of the call. Would you die for the Christ? That's the price of the call. Would you die for the Christ? That's the price of the call. Would you die for the Christ? That's the price of the call. Would you die for the Christ? That's the price of the call. The bones that are picked are the bones that depict that they comb for their homes with the stones and the sticks. They can roam as a stitch, so they rose up against them at home and at Rome, throwing stones at the Christians. Got a hold of them, gripped them, kicked them, scarred them, sawed them, sawed them. They were thrown in a pit with the toads and the vermin. I'm rolling the cliffs. It's urgent, the scourges, the groans from the licks, the anger, the stranglers, the hangers, the danger for all of the Christians that rolled in a click, ended up in the teeth of the beast that would feast on the saints that would preach. They were thrown over cliffs. It's not known to exist in the States or the place where the home is just bliss. The song is intense.
It's intense,
cause it's truth, and I'm trying to convince you that no one's exempt, yet no one's equipped. Got our phones on our clips. Our focus is both on our loans and our crypts. Our fitness, our business is grown in a pinch. Would you fight? Would you fall? Would you ball up your fist? Would you fault your remarks to your grave? Cause you saved and your life is in Christ, and to die is the gain. Would you die in his name for the rise of the fame? Despise and the shame, cause you promised to reign.
Yeah, man, it's your boy, DJ Eclectic, holding it down right now with the Monday Madness Radio Show. It's on Holy Culture Radio. You know what's going down right now, man. And you're in store for a very special episode of Monday Madness. I've been wanting to put this show together for literally months. Timing hasn't worked out right, and finally this week it did. I'm really excited for this show. Normally we don't do interviews, you know, it's just straight music, a little bit of talking, but mostly trying to get you as many songs as we can in 1 hour. But this is a cause, and this is something that's really near and dear to my heart and has really changed my life in a lot of ways, and I felt it was really important to meet up with this organization and do some interviews. And so today on Monday Madness, along with the crazy mixes and all the good music, we're doing an interview with The Invisible Children, which is an incredible organization. They're actually working in northern Uganda. They were working to end the war that's been going on there for over 24 years and also bring stabilization to northern Uganda. And there's been a lot of success with that, and they're doing a lot of really, really cool things. What you'll begin to hear is about how, you know, the children of Uganda are a lot safer than what they were, you know, even 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago. And really this organization has been able to do a whole lot, but that's, you know, they're not stopping. They're not saying, okay, we've done this much, this is enough. Now they're really focusing on rebuilding Uganda and making it a thriving economy and a thriving place where people can live and make a living and they can just better their lives. This really is an incredible organization. The way they even came about is, there's a group of young people, you know, they decided to take a trip to Africa and film everything they were gonna do. They actually bought all of their stuff on eBay, their cameras and whatnot. And they weren't going out there to look into what's going on in Uganda or anything like that. They were just going out there essentially to film a quote-unquote adventure, and they just discovered, you know, what was happening in Uganda with child slavery and the civil war and just all of the craziness that you could hear about in these interviews. And they decided they needed to do something about it, and it really is powerful, really is incredible. So we can get into it, man. If you want to, as you hear this, you know, you want more information, you can go to www.invisiblechildren.com. I would encourage you to look into it. I would encourage you to donate, you know, keep in your prayers, you know, see what it's all about, man. And I wouldn't bring this up. I wouldn't say give money to something that I'm not also giving money to. This is an organization that I've been consistently giving money to. And as they move on the newer things, like providing scholarships for students in Uganda for high school, for college, which, you know, is not free like it is over here for high school in America. And it's actually not even that expensive in terms of the money that we make in America to send someone to high school or to college. So check out these interviews, man. Check out invisiblechildren.com. It's your boy, DJ Eclectic. You listen to a very special episode of Monday Madness. Yeah, man, your boy, DJ Eclectic. It's Monday Madness Radio. I'm here with Nathan, who's actually from Invisible Children. So, Nathan, first off, tell me a little bit more about Invisible Children, what it is, what you guys do, all the good stuff. All
right, this is the big question. And in a nutshell, we're a nonprofit organization. We're a movement as well of young people in the West and now across the world who have heard about children in northern Uganda, about 66,000 of them that have been abducted, forced to become child soldiers and sex slaves. So what we do here in the States, in the West, we share the story, we travel, we show films, and we try to raise support for the development programs on the ground in northern Uganda with education and economic development, but also like to create like political pressure on international governments to assist in like bringing this guy to justice and bringing these children home.
Yeah. Awesome. So I know previously, you know, the big push was to deliver actually a citizen's arrest warrant to the White House. Tell me how that went.
All right, so this is really cool. In December of 2009, we were actually able to deliver over 253,000 signed citizen's arrest warrants to the State Department and to the Office of the Vice President. And since then, we've seen Secretary of State Clinton go on record, actually, about a week and a half ago, saying that the State Department would do whatever they could in their power this next fiscal year to end what she called the scourge of the Lord's Resistance Army, the LRA, the group that's been abducting these children for the last 24 years. So that's the highest ranking U.S. official that's ever spoken out. So it's a huge achievement. And if anyone signed that online or in person, thank you.
Yeah, that's definitely awesome. So I know now you're on the Legacy Tour. Can you tell me some more about that?
Yeah, so over the past few years at Invisible Children, we've had volunteers that have decided to leave their lives for a few months and take to the road to show these films at coffee shops, at churches, you know, at high schools, colleges. And the Legacy Tour, this is our 10th tour around the U.S. And our country director, Jolie, in northern Uganda, actually sent us a letter expressing her interest in bringing not just herself but other Ugandans here to share their own stories. And it's something we'd never done before. You know, our cultures are very, very different. But we've had a lot of training, and so right now we're on the road with Tony, who is actually from our original film. You see him as a 14-year-old boy running from the rebels, and Tony's here sharing his story about how education has changed his life. And also his mentor, Richard, has come with him. The mentorship is like a part of our education program. So his mentor's here sharing also like how he assists Tony and other students like him in not only getting an education, but overcoming the obstacles that this war puts in their way.
The last question is just, what is Invisible Children meant to you?
Invisible Children has meant a lot to me. And I say that not because the NGO, like the nonprofit, has meant so much to me as the people that I've met along the way. My life has changed significantly after I heard this story initially. I guess a quick version of the story: I was like living in the right outside the nation's capital, working, playing music, and I heard a story that I didn't want to pay attention to. I wanted nothing to do with nonprofit work or anything like that. And I saw a story of a kid just like me, you know, who was just trying to make it, and he was super smart, super funny, and I just like wanted to be friends with him, you know. And I heard that story, and one thing led to another, and 6 months later I was living in a house in San Diego with 60 other interns, volunteers. I left my house, my job, my car. My girlfriend, my incredibly kind girlfriend of 4.5 years, is still back in Virginia. And not just that, but like I said, the incredible people I've met along the way, I've gotten the chance to work with. It's shown me the power I have as an individual, and so kind of that's why I love to continue to spread the stories that, you know, obviously things need to change in northern Uganda, and that's our main objective. But seeing people along the way, you know, who are like realizing the potential that they have as an individual, like through these small things that they do, or even big things, like to change not just people's lives in Uganda, but other people's lives here in America, is like just blows me away. It's like super humbling. So I'm really pumped to be a part of it, honestly.
For sure. Thank you for your time.
Sure. Thank you, guys.
And right now, I'm with my good friend, Carol Payne. So, Carol, you go to UNM, right?
Yes, sir, I do.
And what are you studying right now?
I'm studying a double major of computer science and digital media.
Nice, nice. So, tell me, why did you get involved with Invisible Children?
I first heard the story of Invisible Children about 4 years ago now, around when they were first getting big and kind of coming up all across the nation, and I saw one of their documentaries. And once you see the documentary, you can't help but, I mean, feel touched in your heart, and so I just wanted to get involved, and so I started supporting the organization, and it all kind of went from there.
Okay, for sure. And so, I mean, when you look at, you know, the problem in northern Uganda and really spreading to other countries around there, and Africa in general is like a big place, and we know it's a big problem. So, and sometimes we get too overwhelmed. There's nothing that we can do to help out. What are some ways that not only you are helping out, but also our listeners can help out as well?
So, if you ever see any of the documentaries, the biggest things that they say is they need your time, they need your talent, and they do need your money. So, I mean, the smallest way that you can help out, but it's also big in a lot of ways, is just to go online to invisiblechildren.com, and they have many different programs that you can donate to. Right now, the biggest one is the Visible Children Scholarship Program, and that's to fund these children through school, through elementary, and through secondary education over in Uganda so that they can grow up and do amazing things with their lives.
All right, awesome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, to the my back game, I am a stranger. To me, it's like driving a house. There's nothing stranger. Plus, the boys in the hood, they can't relate. Their choices are like Jackson, Rockstar, or Laker. Anything just to get the paper. They walk around with pieces, no Asalaamu Lakers. Cause it's just me's in this industry. I asked hip hop, are you selfish or is it just me? When your flow is so nice, your ice is snow white. You got money to buy water for a country. And I ain't saying I ain't guilty, ain't saying I ain't filthy or pride doesn't lie awake in me. I recently gained a little perspective on what 90% of the world ain't really blessed with. A whip or a car, clean water, and all the trimmings of a turkey. Tomorrow some children will starve. Cause in America, we live in a dream some people haven't imagined or haven't even conceived. So I'm praying, God help us, please. God help us, please. Generation sunk in his scalp, spirit is ripped, blood in his mouth. I struggle with doubt, he muscled about with death riding shotgun on his shoulder blade. So relate for the rhyme, push my pen. Try to paint a picture, splinter through the skin. Nails going deeper, through bones and veins. A sound of a hammer pounder replaced with a name. Something like Alina, Elijah, Aaliyah, Nathan. Horrors like Hurricane Katrina, Eskowitz, slavery, Lebanon war in the 80s. Darfur plagues like AIDS, cancer, H1N1. All this he bled out a cure for, and I don't get it. How he looked up in the sky and said, Father, forgive him, I don't deserve it.
You know to blame.
forgotten. Let's go. Many nights I lie awake just wishing on a star, praying for the lives we once touched with many scars. And never was it easy just to leave them in their pain, but I got back to my life spoiled rotten beyond my days. Always hoping and I'm praying for more than what I make. When there's people out here hurting, slowly melting away, I caught a glimpse in the mirror. My soul felt the terror, like the killers who are fighting for the cause of their hero. And when did my heart cease to fight for the lost peace? This generation dying to the ones who embrace greed. I ain't got a million of hits like I'm Barry Bonds, or sitting in a new whip dipping on the Autobahn. I'm feeling like a billion. Lives can be reached beyond. We hold the gift of life, but we fit them in a carry-on. He's bigger than these human stars, brighter than the jewels. We are the one who gave us more than we'll ever need. So here we are.
I now have my friend Caitlin here, who's gonna ask you a few questions about Invisible Children as well. So starting out though, Caitlin, you attend UNM, right?
I do. I am a sophomore at UNM.
Okay, what are you studying?
International business.
Nice, nice. So you took some time away from school to actually go and intern with the Invisible Children, correct?
Yes, I did. Fall of 09, I lived in San Diego where the headquarters are, and I was the customer service intern in the business operations department.
Wow, that's a lot of information there. So tell us a little bit about Invisible Children and why you wanted to help out.
Invisible Children has been around since 2003. It was an organization that's become a movement that was started by a documentary film that was made by three guys. Jason, Bobby, and Laren went to Africa in search of a story. They originally were headed to Sudan, but they were actually stopped in northern Uganda because of the conflict there and decided to make their film about that. When they got back from northern Uganda, they started showing their friends, family, churches, schools in the San Diego area where they're from this documentary, and the overwhelming response was just, how can I help? How can I help? People just wanted to help these people out. And so all these people who wanted to help created the organization Invisible Children. And these children are invisible because their own armies deny they exist. The government does not know how many of them have even been abducted. Their parents do not know where they live or if they are alive. And so it was an appropriate name for the organization. And so it's been around for 6 years now. And we do things not only in the advocacy awareness side of things, letting people know of the conflict, but we are building schools there. We are creating jobs. We have our own office there that employs almost 80 people on the ground there in Uganda. Things like that are just going on every day right now. And it's really awesome to see this movement have grown.
Okay, so, and some people may have heard about, you know, some of the bigger things about, you know, the armies and, you know, trying to put out a citizen's arrest warrant for Joseph Kony. Tell me, like, what are some other things that are going on other than, you know, I guess putting the word out there about what's happening and things like that?
Definitely. We have our biggest push right now is the Visible Child Scholarship Program, and that's basically the push to become these children who come out of the bush, who escape, who are, they're never released, but they do escape sometimes, and the children who have also been affected, who have never been abducted, they're given scholarships to go to secondary school, because middle and high school in Uganda is not free. It's not a public school system like here. There are school fees and book fees, as if they're going to university, but it's only high school. So they are given scholarships to finish school. Our friend Tony, who is here in Albuquerque right now, he just graduated high school under the Visible Child Scholarship Program, which is amazing to hear. These things are just unheard of before we got there. Another thing that we're doing, they're the economic development initiatives. They're really trying to jumpstart the economy there. They are restarting the cotton fields that have been war-torn and ravaged. They are employing cotton farmers. That's their cash crop in Uganda is cotton. And they're now printing the Invisible Children t-shirts that we sell online and on tour on 100% hand-grown Ugandan cotton, which is another huge thing we're doing.
Wow, all that's awesome. So my last question for you, I know that me watching some of these documentaries and seeing, you know, these screenings has really impacted my life and actually changed it completely. How has, you know, Invisible Children affected you?
Invisible Children affected me in huge ways. It actually changed my major in college. I want to do international business to help, like they're doing, the economy in underdeveloped nations. I know that God's work is just in helping people in need, and I want to do that through helping these people find work and find ways for them to get involved in their own community, ways to build up their own community. Invisible Children has taught me the meaning of the word community in a lot of ways. I didn't realize that one person, one high school student, one college student could make such a big difference on the other side of the world. And that really is what a global community is about. And I know that our generation is just working and heading towards that global community, just face first and just open arms. And I just can't wait to see us grow up and just embrace that global community 100%.
Awesome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
I'm now here with my friend Tony, who's actually from Uganda, and Invisible Children has been definitely working in his life. So, Tony, starting off, you just kind of tell me about, you know, what Uganda was like for you growing up.
Actually, Uganda, as a child, I grew up, I was born in a war torn area whereby we have been displaced from the villages to the IDP camp, and from the IDP camp it was really a tough situation for us because we could not sleep in our houses from the IDP camp, so we had to move like 7 miles away from the IDP camp because there was one of the missionary hospitals which was a little bit safer than the camps. So in the process of moving from the IDP camp to the hospital, sometimes your blanket can get wet before you reach there, and it was really a tight situation for us as kids when we were still young.
Okay. From what I understand, you know, it was a very dangerous situation at that time. Can you go into detail about that a little bit?
Yeah, actually, me personally, I lost some of my relatives also were being killed, and some of them were being kidnapped. Like some of my cousins, and even our friends who have gone through that. And as I talk now, I've come with some of them, but they are in different parts of the US, and they are also sharing the same story that I'm sharing. So it was really tough because, like, once a rebel finds you with your parents, they kill you in front of your parents so that you forget about your parents, you forget about returning home. Because you'll have no hope, you'll be like, after all my parents are dead, so there's no need of me going back home, and you'll continue now fighting for Konyi. You'll start killing people because of that pain you have gone through. So it was really hard, but now I'm glad because Invisible Children have changed my life through your support, because without your support, Invisible Children could have not got up to this level. So I kindly beg you guys to continue doing that because you're making a change in many kids in Northern Uganda. Now, many kids now could go to school, but still we have lots of kids who are not yet in school, but they are willing to study. But now the problem comes when on school fees in Uganda, it's education in Uganda is not for free. So it's so expensive, and in government school you pay little, but the teaching will not be so good. So it's really tough, and I invite everyone, if you can sacrifice the little you have to help us rebuild Northern Uganda, that would be so good. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here with DJ Tracy, and you know, I'm just glad to meet him. I'm so excited that today I'm with a DJ in the US, and as me, I want to become a producer. Maybe he has a clue of producing songs. He can also tell me more about producing songs, you know. I love hip-hop, I love dancehall, reggaeton. Yeah, and hopefully I'll be making that music very soon.
Yeah, definitely, I'm sure you will. So, you know, and I understand recently you also graduated from high school, is that right?
Yeah, I graduated last year, and now I want to go and do information and technology, and after there, what I would like to do, I would like to repair a computer and as well record music, and me myself, I like dancing too, so I would like also to become a professional dancer, you know. Thank you.
Definitely sounds like you have a lot of passions, and it sounds like Invisible Children has done, you know, some incredible things in your life. So I thank you for, you know, doing this interview and even this tour and even bringing, you know, just some eyes and some reality to, you know, people in America who may not even have any idea that this is going on. So thank you for your time and all you're doing.
Thank you for letting me share this, for letting me having this opportunity to say a word on here in the US for the first time. Thank you. The technology in US is so amazing, because you go in a shop and you find a refrigerator there. So the only thing you have to do, you have to press it and you place your money there and you order for what you want. So it's really inspiring me, and it's making me to work more and learn the technology and of course make a change and lift up the music industry in Uganda also, you know.
Definitely, thank you.
Spell it, I can smell it in the air. A lot of people wonder if you still care, and are you still there? Cause I done lost it all. I keep calling your name, but do you hear my call? And are you still involved, or am I left alone? I wander the street, cause I no longer have a home. My brother's all gone, my sister's all gone. My family and my friends ain't gonna be here in the moan. And you see me here moan, and they say you feel my pain. They say you went through it, say to die is the game. But I ain't gained nothing, I lost everybody. Now I'm losing my mind and my faith is all I got. And I'm still holding on, that's why I still pray. Feeling empty inside, I can't make it through the day. I don't know what else to do, I don't know what else to say. I'm talking to you now, but I promise that you feel so far. While now, been cut so deep that I ain't sure if I can smile now. Look at this devastation, look at the pain and sorrow. Somebody fed me lies and promised me a bright tomorrow. I know the God I follow is bigger than disaster, big enough to handle any evil that harass us. But I feel like he passed us, pain overtook us. Buildings tumbled overhead as the ground shook us. God, if you forsook us, Lord, you still with me. I know you save souls, I trust you to forgive me. Relief, can you hear me? Rest, can you get me? Hey, peace, can you see me? Hey, love, can you heal me? I don't know what to do, I ain't looking for answers. I just need you to hold my hand through this cancer. Tell me you never left, even in the midst of death. Breathe on me, I'll do anything to feel your breath.
God alone, oh my soul wait in silence, my hope is from him, he's my only rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be shaken, on God rest my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock, my refuge is God, trust in him at all times people, pour your heart out before him, God is a refuge for us, yeah.
I'm here with my friend Richard. Richard, if you could start up by just tell me a little bit about yourself.
I am Richard, actually. I am a mentor and a Choli by tribe, and I come from Northern Uganda. I work with Invisible Children, making lives better and making the whole world better, because once you affect one life, it can affect another life. and it's like a snowball effect. It gets bigger and bigger, and who knows where it ends. The whole world becomes a better place just because you took one step to change one life. Thank you.
Okay, so tonight I've been talking about Invisible Children, did a few interviews, and just kind of talking about you know, what's been going on in there over the past, you know, 20, 27 years. Can you tell me a little more about that?
Actually, 5, 10, 24 years of war means that the land of Acholiland literally fell on its knees. Men who are known not to cry began to cry because families were being torn apart. You could witness funerals where you get to bury 8 of your beloved people on one single day. You count 1, 2, 3, 8, and all those people belong to you, and you're burying them on the same day. Even men who are proud, not known to cry, began to cry in the land. Children were the worst affected. Their childhood was stolen from them, and yet even their hope was shattered because people who would have supported them to get to the next level were gotten killed. And right now, as we talk, many children loiter the streets. Many children are in the villages. Some, by falling out of school, it means they recruited themselves or they enrolled into the drinking sprees. Some are being forced into marriages. Some of the children, as I speak right now, contemplate suicide because they feel like they were born to suffer. Why continue living life because your parents were killed, and when the machetes were falling, it was your parents who were dying and you were witnessing the death of your parents. They killed the hope of you coming back home, and that's what this war has been about, because our infrastructure was torn apart. Schools got burnt down. Many places lost. Animals were lost, and literally the whole land was on its knees. You find homes where which are held by children. You find child mothers whose very children were belonging to the captors, the very rebels who took them into captivity. And these children never ever made a choice. And these child mothers are wondering who can help them. That's why Invisible Children came up with the MEND program to help them support their own lives. And when we support their own lives, they are able to support their own children. It takes the generous gifts of the people from America who continue giving and giving relentlessly. And our role is to tell the people, don't allow the chain of love end with you. And we encourage those child mothers, those who have been former sex slaves to the rebels, those who have been taken by force and have been raped to have their children. And we tell them, those children you have are gifts and they're vessels of hope to this generation. Keep them, and we will support you with that generous support that comes from our friends in America.
For sure. What is the impact that Invisible Children has had in northern Uganda?
Right now, as I speak, there is no more night commuting because Invisible Children organized an event in America called the Global Night Commute. And because of that, it put pressure to the Ugandan government and the international community at large, because America rose on its feet and said, no more night commuting. These children deserve a right childhood. They should be not be separated from their parents. And as a result, there's no more night commuting in northern Uganda. Take it another step forward. Displace Me events. This event was held here where people chose to displace themselves from homes in conformity as they were upgrowing, identifying with the children of northern Uganda. And by so doing, right now, people are leaving the IDP camps and they are going back to their homes and rebuilding. And a further step, another step forward, the schools that were torn down by the war, burnt down, children displaced, are now going back to their original site. Of recent, Aware SS, he has gone back to its site with both levels of education, higher level and advanced, the all level, ordinary level and the advanced level, are now back at their own regional sites, because Invisible Children, through you, the friends out there who have been supporting, they have been able to build the schools. There are dormitories coming up, and I have seen so many children being given into scholarship. And you know, when you give a child a scholarship, you have given him a chance to own something he never owned. Parents were taken away from them. You realize some of them, even their animals were taken away. When they go back home, they only have a sense of belonging, but they own nothing. So, I believe when you give a child an education, which we do through scholarships, that makes a child soar on wings like eagles. And you are the wind beneath those eagles, the eagle as it flies. You are that wind beneath their wings. I know for sure we are creating leaders. We are creating doctors. We are creating teachers. Those people are going to make a difference. And it is not us doing it. We are doing it along with you. You are sending invisible children to do it. And we know what? A mark is being written all over Northern Uganda. Nobody is going to steal that from you because you sent us and the whole land is changing. People are back to their homes. People are beginning to work hard. Only that first with the children loitering the streets because they have no education, children who are stranded in the villages, children who are being killed by alcohol just because they had no education, they would rather drink themselves to death, are being given hope. Hope which is encouraging them to believe in their dead dreams. Through an education, if any person believes in his dead dream, I know for sure you cannot dwell on your past. When you have a dead dream to live for, it will change the status quo. And once you change the status quo, you're creating change in the whole world. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
And my last question, I know you're working over there and you're a mentor. Can you tell me a little bit about some of the work you're doing with that?
Actually, as a mentor, I have very many roles. One of them is I'm a teacher, I'm a counselor, I'm a parent, and I'm a friend. I'm a role model, I'm an encourager, I'm a person who helps a child focus on so many things. And as a counselor, I help him overcome the traumatic experiences the child has gone through. I walk this child through life. And doing this is not an easy thing. Juggling it is tough, but the one principle I use in all those roles is knowing who I am in every situation and every circumstance and posturing myself as who I am. So that's what I keep doing. When I know I am now a mentor, I am an encourager, I'll posture myself as an encourager and take it to that level. When I know now I'm a counselor, I will counsel and take it to that level. When I know now I'm supposed to be a person who is a parent, I'll take on the parent's role and do it to the best of my ability. Thank you so much for sending me. It is you people. There is no me doing what I do without you doing what you do.
Thank you very much for your time.
God bless America.
Yeah, man, it's your boy, DJ Eclectic. Hope you enjoyed the interviews, man. I hope it gives you something to think about. Make sure you check out www.invisiblechildren.com. And you know, one thing I love, I was talking in a side conversation with Nathan, and I love one thing that he said. He said, you know, one thing I always tell people is, you know, give to something. If not invisible children, then something else. You know, it's such a true statement. You know, I know that it's a big world and there's a lot of problems. And there's a lot of different areas that we can give our time to, our money to, our talents to. So whether it's invisible children or whether it's something else, look beyond yourself and your world. Let's be servants. Let's be a people just after God's own heart and wanting to bless and serve the people around us and change the world around us and not feel like that we aren't good enough, we aren't capable or whatever. Let's not let things hold us back in changing the world. This movement that is Invisible Children started with three guys and now it's just incredible what's happening with it. So your boy DJ Eclectic is signing out right now. You want to get at me, it's twitter.com/madnessradio. Got a crazy mix for you right now. It's your boy DJ Eclectic, Monday Madness Radio. I'm out.
Jamming with the boombox, loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox, loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox, loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox, loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox, loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox, loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox, loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox, loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox, loud like ow. Like Tupac,
But I'ma live forever through Christ, not the music. We do rock a few spots, but warning, you will get your do rock while we are performing. Take caution, you absorbing enormous, exhausting, incredible Hulk Ed Norton. Frequencies frequently exalting, deep received Jesus peace without the charming necklace. I'm reckless, I'm in a certain state of mind. So with the head as big as mine, thoughts are like Texas, and it's as if we do it for the hoorah. Even though the crowd ooh-oohs like doo-wah. Nah, cause at the beginning and the end it remains, we did it, we do it, we done it to tell of his name plain. Like wings and leers and jets, bringing the noise up in your brain. Your ear begets, that's me.
Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Jamming with the boombox loud like ow. Loud like ow. Loud like ow.
Clark Gable to win, get the mic from out the toolbox, the record spins. No, never let the boom stop, let the needle play. It's like a mother hen watching over two flocks.
Yo, what up? This your boy Marf from Old Beats, and I'm kicking it with the big homie, DJ Eclectic, for the Monday Madness Mix Show. You dig?
Part of the map, then we put it especially, as in the days of John the Baptist, the axe is laid at the roots of the trees, so that every tree that does not bring forth good fruit will be cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore, let everyone who is without Christ now wake up and flee from the wrath to come, 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 to come.
Let's get it. Hey yo, headed for the throat when heaven, that's where our hope is. Leaven, that is what broke us, singing ode to the faith. Play our position, govern the place, shovel my ace, drunken with sin, till we were sober with grace. Live if you like the ride, bro, Christ provides hope. Light can blind both of your eyes to sin. We bounce back, try it again, relying on him. The world is playing the game that we are dying to win. It's a cold world, some are slitting their wrists in this lifeless stress. Black on this side of death, we send out cries ahead. He rise from the dead. Don't rely on your talents when life is in the balance. In the flash we won't blink money, so don't think if you knock on wood. With the rock that it's all good, we would like to believe what we write and we read. From the blocks to the jails, screaming the rock will hell. Hey,
he's the risen king, death was his sting. We sing praise to Christ, cause he's the king. He's our only hope, he's our only hope. He's our only hope, yo. He's our only hope.
It's our faith and grace that gives us strength for the battle. Future hope in Christ that'll never dismantle. His proposal I truly accepted. I'm not insufficient, I'm never rejected. Some look to things that's gonna pass away. Christ is the lifeboat, but some still cast away. Living life by their own terms, doing good deeds, but they still get burned. When do we learn that he's hope for the hopeless? Even on the corner, man, he can be your focus. For the child that lost her innocence, Christ is our redemption. Just remember this, I, like Martin Luther, here I stand. I stand on the Bible, I can never recant about the one who gave me hope, the Savior Christ, known as the scapegoat, my hope.
He's the risen king, death was his sting. We sing praise to Christ, cause he's the king. He's our only hope, he's our only hope. He's the only hope.
I don't wanna be a hero, I ain't in it for the fame. You can count me as a zero, so you know it ain't a game.
Yeah.
And I know that seems strange, but I believe in the name.
Yeah. Acts 4:12. Hey, they keep saying we A likes. So when people see me, they think of them and think to themselves, oh, they alike. But they at night, and we alike. Wings shooting out of our back, homeboy, we in flight. Angel, angel. That's prophecy, that mean my destination ain't hell. That's not for me, that mean my reservation ain't a cell. They go to church, think we'll set a flame to a L. They keep saying everybody got a vice. That goes for everybody with a price. But we are priceless, according to the Christ. We blood bought, the Lord paid a grip for my life. I'm caught, a slave like James in my own right. I belong to the true and living God. I suffer for the word written all over my heart. Truly a Christian, homie, listen, we are living large. On my knees in prayer, you can see the arch in my back, cause my heart is under attack. Oh, and out of the abundance of that comes these raps. I'm no longer running it back with Jesse Jeff, nah. Cut off the pass, hang it up like a prank call. Swing an axe like a lumberjack till that thing fall. Covered in that blood like I've been playing paintball. You never catch me out of the club with no drink, boy. Nah.
I don't wanna be a hero, I ain't in it for the fame. You can count me as a zero, so you know it ain't a game. And I know that seems strange, but I believe in the name.
Yeah, Acts 4:12. Let's go, and none of us, not one of us can subscribe to any form of perfection. That's all God, I'm just walking in his blessing, staying in his presence, praying in the spirit, trying to be a mirror. Y'all know this the era, I'm walking in error. All I ever see is zombies and cadavers with no mascara, no mask ever. Phantom of that Oprah, better watch what she tell ya. Fakers, phonies, hypocritical Philistines.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Doc Watson, man, representing Reflection Music Group.
and blowing CLE, you know what I'm saying? And my man, DJ Eclectic, doing it big right here on Monday Night Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy right now out here, man. It's Monday, I'm feeling, yo. Hey, on top of that, man, you know God gives the glory. That's a really big right now. Eclectic, let's get him.
I'm really just sparring, I'm warring, my flesh dead wrong like I'm Darwin. Carving the track, I can see the beat scarring. Sitting behind bars and begging for your pardon. Darling, please don't take this the wrong way. But this world hates you, so I stay in a mansion with evil. So I pray for the precious like Smeagol. Then I say, amen, I'm just a layman. But I still got a heart for the people like say when. I got your back, homie, we down like four flats. Let's show 'em we can rep Jesus with no track.
Money on my mind, stuck in this grind. I hear this boy screaming inside.
That I'm writing, I'm really just sparring. I'm warring, my flesh dead wrong like I'm politicking with the world. They looking at me like I'm foreign, cause I don't speak the language in the land. They say I'm boring, exploring every detail they ignoring, imploring you to wake up to the facts, but you snoring. Meanwhile, as the drool rolls down, the enemy rolls around, stake the state like he's touring, looking for a new Adam and Eve to deceive. And he never takes a leave, he won't stop till you bleed, but he bled instead. Those evil deeds.
DJ Eclectic, save my marriage.
Okay, okay, yeah. We gonna hypnotize you with this one. Die slow. Let's go.
Drawing close to the spirit is where I go. Staying in his word is how I grow. Jesus is the Christ who I ride for. When it comes to the flesh, I must die slow.
Yeah.
I die slow.
Okay.
I die slow. When it comes to the flesh, I must die slow. I
yes,
die
sir.
Slow.
Now every day I know it's a struggle as I attempt to die to my flesh. But making sure that I am staying in my word, that means that I'm trying my best and I'm feeling inside of my chest. Knowing that I am made in his image and likeness. While calling out to my heavenly father, replenished by making me righteous. I'm starting to realize that I am a victim and product of my sin, which leaves me calling on Jesus. So it's a must that you are relying. And I pray that you feel me with the spirit, because I'm a right that is filthy. And yes, I was guilty until you walked in my heart and you healed me. So now that I'm certain, I'm seeing and knowing my enemies lurking sin is knocking at my door. Therefore it's a must and I'm closing the curtain and I'm needing to die more. Cause if I die less, that means that I digress, which according by reading the word from the Father is hard to digest. Yes, and this is not something the body should ever take lightly. We know of the one that is fighting our battle is the Almighty, and that is a guarantee no matter where you and I go. So when it comes down to the things of the flesh in the world, we die slow.
Drawing close to the spirit is where I go. Staying in his word is how I grow. Jesus is the Christ who I ride for. When it comes to the flesh, I must die slow. I die slow.
Uh-huh.
I die slow. When it comes to the flesh, I must
I
die slow.
So he can increase.
I die slow. I die slow. When it comes to the flesh, hey. I must
my
die
flesh
slow.
Is sounding good like crayon and dwell in sin. My God sounds better, but his voice is thin. That's still small voice. That's kill all choices. Entertain and sing, cause that will fall, boy.
Yeah.
Somebody gotta die tonight.
Die
in fact,
tonight.
I can't wait that long. First thing in the morning, I shut it down.
Shut it down.
Opposition in my face, trying to stop my prayer like my Air Jordan on them.
Hey.
I crack open the word, but my interest ain't there.
Why?
Go with my feelings, cause I hate this blank.
Yo, it's the
Kid Pro, and I'm rocking with my man DJ Eclectic on Monday Madness. Get at us.
See, cats look at us, and they think it's all about the records. But on the real, it's way deeper than that, homie. But don't worry, man, we gonna go and put you on right quick. But while I'm at it, I wanna introduce a couple members of my new squad. DNA, let's get it.
Look at here, this ain't that trap music. We on the grind, but it's way deeper than rap music. Throw up a D, let them know what you about. Gospel in my DNA, so I gotta walk it out. We on the Acts 2, breaking bread in every home, grafted in the body of Christ, I won't ever be alone. We on our job, what about you? I ain't did a thing, the Holy Spirit making moves. So don't bring it back, matter of fact, catch us in the hell. That there is the hood, if you don't know where we kick it at. Most of us still living that, not cause we can't do better, but there's some young dudes who only goal is to get cheddar. That's where they pull pistols, pop, 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 might make you dead. Up for 50 cent, they'll pull the hammer, make you wet up. So tell me your next album, what you rapping about? Oh, you swagged out, homie, mash out. Cause you don't even get a spin unless you going in. Talking about the blood of Christ and how it frees from sin. You don't wanna collab if you ain't on the slab. Preaching truth to the youth that it ain't all about cash. And now me selling your demo in the hood. Keep your tapes in the trunk, your money is no good. Sell a million ringtones, what that mean to me, folks? Music just a tool that we use to get the streets old. It's deeper than rap, man, it's deeper than rap. Man, it's deeper than rap. Man, it's deeper than rap. I said it's deeper than rap. Man, it's deeper than rap. Man, it's deeper than rap. Man, it's deeper than rap. I said it's deeper than rap. Man, it's deeper than rap. Man, it's deeper than rap. Man, it's deeper than rap. I said
it's Bloodline Project. Project. It's your boy, Midnight Sun. I'm chilling with my man, DJ G.
And if it ain't about Jesus, we don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it. We don't want to hear it.
See, I'm hating on the world because I want this spot. But I don't want what it costs because it costs a lot. See, the money and the drugs make you lose control. But I don't want to gain the world and then lose my soul. It's young swag in tune with the father. Question for the streets, what's a goon to a goon? I better question for a Millie Corey. One lifeline, what's a goon to my Jesus? Niece, God, Jehovah, Sharon. When I rock my top down, I'm never alone. I'm a socket, something like Triple E, Jay-Z, the Myth P, Cassidy, the Swiss
P. And if it ain't about Jesus, we don't want him.
Now tell a DJ, please don't break it off. Frank Mays, back to that, brief stretch, shake it off. No, we not fake it all, we'll tell you to take it off. Compromise? No, we here to take it off. Deep in the booth, man, I'm speaking the truth. Might as well be poison feeding the youth. The man that I was, man, I no longer is. I've been crucified with Christ, so I no longer live. They say I'm hating on the world, cause I want this spot. But I don't want what it costs, cause it costs a lot. See the money and the drugs, make you lose control. But I don't want to be in the world, and it
Holy culture, holy culture.
Yeah, girl, you so special. You make a bro want to sing, you know what I mean?
What you mean I can't sing?
This is a little love song for all my gentlemen, classy ladies. If you a player out there, sit your tail down somewhere and grow up.
We could be more, lady, we could be more. We could be more, lady, we could be more.
Yeah, if you stepped in, God heal my heartache. And this is way past lust, no prom date. And we could be a sweet aroma, strange. And they can call us outcast, Andre. Told my boys, yeah, catch me, I'm falling. You on my team even when I ain't calling. You were patient with your boy in the worst case. I was like 9-11, the worst date. You've been running through my mind, first place. Those other girls stay weak like Thursday. This is gentlemen's music, boys to men. I'm done with that player's life, born again. We'll be joined in body and soul. Heart and mind, money and time. If she's chocolate or vanilla or your butterscotch cream, she the only one for you, she should make you want to sing.
She girl, you know
see, girl.
You got me feeling like a sixth grader, that's for sure. Do you wanna be my wife? Check yes or no. It's hard to stay pure in this dirty world. Everybody wants them a little dirty girl. They consult the pigs for a quick referral. They looking for the shells when they have a pearl. You could be Coretta, I could be a king. We could get together, we can have a dream. I could be the Rev, you could be Justine. We could walk this way or we could run as a team. And you ain't got a one day in your mind. God's on that side, I see the ribbon in the sky. Now tell them jokers bye-bye. You found real love, Mary J. Blige. If you know love is more than a ring, grab your lady by the hand, this will make you want to sing.
See, girl, you know I love you so much.
You know I love you so much.
This is more than love.
This is more than less.
You will have to be us.
You will have to become us.
See, girl,
a lifelong fight, that's what marriage is. Make love, not war, like a terrorist. My playboy past is so embarrassing, but your love got me going crazy, call a therapist. Yeah, girl, you know it's a problem when you got me feeling lines from the Song of Solomon. Yeah, you got a classy appeal, but you're also so fine, I just gotta keep it real. I know beauty is a lie, peacocks may try, they don't know you fly. Yeah, now go ahead and touch the sky and bring my heart back when it's time to swing by. Yeah. Clap, you make a brother wanna sing. Step, you make a brother wanna sing. We can be more, lady, we can be.